Hello everybody, welcome to Fat Buddies, episode 32, of course, with our trading expert, Jake. Jake, how are you, man? How is it going?
I'm doing well. Yeah, we're having a great summer here in Minnesota, and we're about to go on vacation in a few days, so we're feeling really good. Busy, but enjoying this foot content, and I think EA is doing a great job, and now we're starting to get integrated a little bit with FIFA 21 content as of today.
Yeah, I mean... Probably you're saying about the cover, right?
Yeah, just easing into it a little bit.
Summer hit promo has been, I mean, it's so good that I don't even remember how bad the other promos were. Because every day I was saying on Twitter, and we talked before we started recording, every day even if I'm not playing the game, I'm connecting at 6 p.m. UK to check the content, and every day it's something new. Today we have this summer showdown between Callejon and Alexis Sanchez.
Yep.
And we are recording on Wednesday, guys. So this is fun. I mean, I didn't even see these guys on in leaks.
No, they didn't. Mm-hmm.
So I'm happy that there is something that comes up at 6 p.m. and it's not in the leaks. I'm very happy when this happens.
Yeah, I mean that's where the real hype is now. Like I don't understand how there's so much hype around leaks nowadays, because we almost expect them, right? We almost expect to know the content a day or 2 days or at least hours before it comes out. But nowadays, I think personally, it's a lot more exciting when we actually don't know what content's coming in, when we sign on at 6 p.m. and something's there that we didn't know about. So I hope that EA can implement that more next year and keep the leaks under wraps. I know it's hard with how many employees they have. I know multiple people are getting them, so I don't have high hopes, but
do you think it's hard? I don't think it's so hard. Maybe they have a lot of things to solve.
Mm-hmm.
But if I would be at EA, it would be very easy to track
who's
leaking what. Yeah,
I just think it'd be hard because they can still use personal phones, personal software.
But you know what you can do, and I think they did this before. Do you remember when we get some leaks and those leaks don't happen?
Yeah.
I think from time to time they throw out leaks which are fake, especially to find out who's leaking them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they throw them out to specific maybe employees,
mm-hmm,
to see, hey, let's see if this agent, because we are working with agencies, with different like communication suppliers. And I think they are throwing out some of these leaks to catch them.
Yeah.
And I think from my perspective, because I'm working in my day-to-day job is also in marketing, and I'm working for a company. And if I would want to see the leaks, I can track the persons. But it's their stuff. Sometimes I think they like the fact that they have leaks. I don't know.
Yeah, I think there are times where it, you know, benefits them and gets the community hyped. I mean, I know that like last year, Donk, if you guys follow him on Twitter, he got all the player ratings. And for me, like, I don't really care about those kind of leaks because it means nothing, right? I don't genuinely care if Alphonso Davies comes out as an 81 or an 83 next year.
Like, yeah.
Until I can use his card and buy it or trade with it or play with it, I don't personally care about his rating. But if that's something that is getting people interested, getting people hyped about the game, and EA doesn't really have to do much, I mean, sure, I'd let that slide if I were them. But I don't think when people know content or a whole like week outline ahead of time, I've seen that at times this year, I don't think they like that, because that's not really fun. It's not even fair to the community, because you would have to, like, if you're part of like a Twitter community or an Instagram community, or you like to follow stuff about foot, it would be pretty hard to not see leaks once they're out. I mean, today I saw at least 10 people talk about a Sissoko that was supposed to come. And sure, I'm involved
which,
in the scene.
Which maybe can come in the next days. We don't know yet, right?
Yeah. I still think he's coming. They typically have something notated in the file that would make it seem like a Sissoko is coming, whether as an objective or an SBC. But my point is, I saw that through 10 people. Sure, maybe one or two people started and say, this is in the code, this is what they put in, it's a Sissoko SBC, and then people copy or spread it or whatever, but I still saw like 10 people talk about it. So if that's on my timeline, it's kind of hard to ignore. And these are maybe trading accounts. They might be graphics guys who are excited. I don't know. So I personally hope that they can ease up on it a little bit, at least for the important stuff, like certain promotions and things like that.
Yeah, definitely. And you said about Dunk, and we say hello to him if he's watching this. We have we talk sometimes, and I know you talk with him sometimes also. But he's known, and there are a lot of similar accounts with him, but he's known for leaking stuff. And I remember now that even if he tweets about, I don't know, he tweets about something that he remembers from 2 years ago, like a championship final or something, like a Champions League final or something like that, everybody's like, whoa, maybe this is a leak about something. Everybody goes crazy, and he grew his account. He's very he has a big following. He has like 70 or 80k followers on Twitter from I don't know, 10 or 20k at the beginning of the year from leaks. So I mean, there are some accounts who grow out of this. I mean, sometimes when leaks happen, I'm happy to know about. Of course, I want to know from before, but also this part with the surprise thing, and especially with big promos, like when the full team is getting released at 6 p.m. and you don't know it, that's very, very nice to see.
Yeah, you know, and from a trading background too, over the years it's gotten a lot more excessive, and it's gotten to the point where you can't even make some investments that would otherwise work. Like for example, like, if you know a really good card is SBC coming out, here's what happened. Here's a perfect example. Bruno Fernandes was leaked as the objective when he first came out. And Juan Bissaka's team of the season went up 100K in like 2 hours. And I mean 100K, he nearly doubled in price. And then I'm getting people asking me, should I invest in this? Because he's an obvious choice. And I'm like, nope. Unless you're like the first people to get leaks, like, then you can just profit off of other investors. But the thing is, everyone should have an equal opportunity at things like that, right? Like, you should have, at 6 p.m., you should have maybe 5 minutes to think about the best investments for that SBC, whether it be fodder or links or whatever. But most of the time, they're already so inflated that they're pretty hard to get into. And you can even see this with Team of the Week, guys, with ones to watch. If you look at ones to watch or headliner graphs before Team of the Week comes out, like literally 3 to 6 hours before Team of the Week comes out, you'll start to see like a nice rise sometimes in the ones that are featured, even if it was unexpected, because people get the leaks of the Team of the Week early and then they invest in those cards. So you can definitely profit off it. There's been a lot of negativity around them in the years too, because people try to sell leaks, or if someone gets them and, you know, takes advantage of having them, like they try to sell them or profit off them, which is really interesting. I guess I hope the guy who's actually giving them the info is getting paid, because that's his information. But it's interesting stuff for sure.
I mean, like to conclude to this, I believe if EA would want to stop the leaks, would do it. I mean, I don't feel it's like this complicated, at least, and I'm not talking now about mistakes, because you know, there are times when, I don't know, the German EA account publishes a Facebook post before everybody else and we get the leaks that way. I'm not talking about that way. I'm talking about EA employees sending the teams or the players to these other accounts, or maybe EA employees built these Twitter accounts. I'm never sure, because there are so many Ultimate Team accounts now on Twitter or on Instagram, and you don't know, you don't see a face or picture, or you don't see the contact details there, and maybe there are EA employees doing that. You never know. But yeah, coming back to the content, Jake, three things. First, let's see what got released this week. Second, we've got a Team of the Week release today, which EA didn't announce.
No, they didn't.
And third, we have some new cards. I mean, some transferred cards in the game. And I'm talking about Timo Werner, Hakimi, and Ziyech, and maybe others. I see them on FUTBIN.
Yep.
Which EA added to the database. So regarding the content this week, tell me, what did you like the most, or what let's say maybe helped a little bit the investments which you advised us last podcast?
Yeah, some investments weren't really good, and some didn't work out as well, because what happened, guys, was this batch 3, they didn't just include all Team of the Season, which kind of threw people off. They chose some of the best in some of the smaller leagues as well, which was kind of surprising. Just because they picked maybe 2 or 3 from the team. Like, for example, for Liga NOS, they didn't include a lot of those cards back in packs. I think they included Rafa, Gabriel, and one other mm-hmm. player, but only 3 out of the 11, or for other leagues, only 2 of them. So it was harder to invest like that, because some things were in packs, some things, and some things that were already in packs stayed in packs, which was a little bit surprising. Like, for example, they kept all of Foot Birthday in, which was kind of surprising, because some of those cards aren't even very good at this point. You think of like Birthday Jenna or Birthday Guerrero. Mm-hmm. Those cards aren't even that good, but they still kept the whole team in packs. So if you had invested in those cards because they were the cheapest of their rating or respective position at the time, it didn't pay out very well. But then on the other hand, if you invested in cards that did go out of packs, it did work really well. So some examples include like De Vrij 87 Inform, Inform Marcus Alonso. Those both went up like 5 to 7K a card. There's quite a few examples like that actually went out of packs, and that's just the situation you're dealt with. So, because EA kept in a really random mix. I mean, they kept in like a Team of the Week moments in Yesta. So I think they were conscious of what ratings and which ones they were leaving in for fodder. But overall, you still made a good chunk if you invested, because those cards didn't drop in price. They just didn't necessarily rise as well. And then...
So I just a small comment here, Jake, because mm-hmm. you said about out of packs investments,
mm-hmm.
and I'm actually, because I told you and I told the audience I didn't play these days.
Yeah,
I'm actually not at home. I'm on the countryside,
mm-hmm.
so I'm a little bit unassigned.
Yeah,
on some players, and I want to tell the players, for everybody to know what I invested in.
Sure.
So I have 2 out of packs Inform investments. I have Ducouré 86.
Yeah.
Inform. He rose maybe 1K, nothing special. Jimenez 86 right back. Also, he didn't really rise too much, only 1K.
Yeah.
From the price which I bought them. I didn't buy them at the cheapest price, but let's say I bought them okay. Danny Blind, I don't know, is he out of packs?
Danny Blind? He stayed in.
Ah, okay. So maybe I can start selling this guy. He didn't drop. He's still 6K.
Yep.
Also, Aouar, which grew a lot
yeah, he went price. Out of packs. Mm-hmm.
I bought him for 2K, and he's now almost 6K.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a lot of AOR, and I have 3 more. Yuri Berchiche, mm-hmm. he's, I believe, out of packs.
Yep, he is.
I bought him for 2K. He's now 3.5.
Yeah.
Savanier from Ligue 1, I bought him for 1K. He's 1.8. And... Lucas Perez, is he out of packs? I think,
yeah,
he's
he
out
would be.
Of packs. Mm-hmm. But I bought him for 800 coins, and he's now only 1K. But I'm unassigned with them for the next period, so probably they will rise more.
Yeah, they included, guys, all the top 5 major league Team of the Season players, all cards. They didn't have any sort of special selection on them, so... if you invested in those, they're really safe looks. Some are already inflated beforehand, but then you got the Team of the Season repeatable SBC, which was an 82 rating with high chem. So
mm-hmm.
if you had any ratings that were like 80 plus that provide good chemistry, or even 70, some of the 79s, those are doing really well. So Brashish, Awar, Van de Beek, I know he's a smaller league, but he's doing really good. Hulk is doing really well. Rafa is doing really well. Mm-hmm. So those are just some examples. And we did shout all those cards, but the problem is we shouted some cards that didn't feature, like Blend is in. He stayed in packs, and that was unexpected. Sure, he didn't go down, but he would have been probably extinct by now had he did go out of packs. So that's the risk you take. And that's why we think it's really important that you spread out investments, because when you're investing, and I got this asked this on Instagram recently, when you're investing, there's always a risk. EA can always change what they do. EA is in total control of this market, and for batch 3, maybe they didn't include all top 5 team of the seasons. Maybe they didn't include any of the smaller leagues. Maybe, you know, they can do whatever they want with it. Maybe they included only the best foot birthdays and didn't include the full team. So when you're investing, it's typically based off a prediction or a trend that you've seen before.
Yeah, so actually, when I invested, probably I invested something like 1 or 2 mil, maybe sure. 2 mil coins in all these players. I have a lot, maybe the most which I have is Awar, because I liked a lot his rating. He's 81. Yeah. I kind of knew he's a big league. He would have been like extinct for sure. And DA released this kind of low rating SBCs, like 82, 81, 80, 79. Yep. Each day they release this kind of SBCs.
Yep.
He's French from League One, so this type of, let's say, good nationality, good league always works well. And I probably have like a lot of them, like 500k worth of AOR. And I have, as you said, I have five to seven to eight, maybe, different players which I invested in. Perfect. Mm-hmm. And this is a method, guys, which is not very, I mean, it's a little bit time consuming, because it takes a while to buy the cards. It takes a while to sell them, and you have to wait. But being in my position where I'm, let's say, away for 1 or 2 weeks, I don't play the game during this time, so I don't want to trade every day. I don't want to make my team every day. I have anyway a lot of untradables, so that's not the point.
Mm-hmm.
So I've bought all these players. So 2 million coins, I have them. I had them cash. I've bought all these players, and now maybe next week, because I know this team is in packs also for another week.
This team is in packs only till Friday.
Only till Friday.
Yep.
Ah, okay. So maybe I should start cashing in tomorrow or in the next 48 hours. And what's next? This is it, only 1 week?
We don't know what's next. Yep. But apparently this ends on Friday, which was a surprise to people, just because I don't know what they're going to plan next. I think they could have easily done an extra week, because this is the, you know, kind of most important batch, or yeah, I mean, one of the best batches they've released, so I'm surprised they shortened it by one.
Actually, my expectation was for this to last for another week, but it's good you told me. Probably the guys watching, if you go into the menus, it's a timer there, and you know it's for until Friday. But I said I didn't log into the PlayStation, so I'm probably gonna cash in these players, the players that are out of packs due to team of the season, because the other ones, the informs and the rest, I don't really care if I stick them in my club.
Mm-hmm.
And from this one, I wanted to ask you, why do we have available a team of the season guaranteed SBC non-repeatable and one repeatable?
That's a good question. I'm pretty sure that, I mean, first they released the non-repeatable, and that everyone kind of got frustrated with that, and they weren't getting a good player, and there's so many good upgrades out, and there isn't really a ton of content out to support it. Sure, we're getting these showdown SBCs, things like that, but there's not a lot of like long-term players to grind for, especially if you're getting all the objectives. You just can get tons of fodder so easily now, that I think EA did kind of realize their mistake, and then they put out one day after the non-repeatable, they put out the repeatable version. The same exact requirements, but just made it repeatable, which has been really fun for people, good for streamers. Yeah, so I think they realized their mistake and they changed it. One thing that Florian said that I wanted to point out here, and I got it up on my screen, Florian, is you were talking about how you like the rating of OR, and I just wanted to show the viewers something quick that I think a lot of people don't realize, and it's all that this is explaining really is keeping an eye on Footbin solutions, because guys, people use Footbin to figure out how to create the cheapest SBCs. And if you look at even an 86 rating, this is for Hassan, that left wing SBC. If you look at how people are completing SBCs right now, what they're doing is they're using literally for like any 85 or 86 rated squad, they're using just two or three players that are high rated, like 87 to 89, and then using a bunch of 81s and 82s in the squad. Like this example has five of them. So 81s and 82s are doing good not only from the repeatable, but also because some of the team of the season is making so many high rated cheap, like 95 rated team of the season, 93 rated team of the season. So people use one of those big cards and then kind of supplement with these smaller cards. And you want to look at things like this, guys, for investing too, because, you know, like I just told Florian, these cards go out of packs apparently Friday. So if any of these SBCs extend beyond Friday, and these cards are some of the cheapest in their solution or ratings, they should rise if they go out of packs and we don't get more content. So I'm looking here in this Rajkovic and Abdel Hamid. Sorry if I butchered that name.
Yeah.
Those two strong link with each other and they're used in a bunch of solutions. So if you pick them up tomorrow at rewards or tomorrow after marquee matchups for good prices, they should be good for investments. So keep an eye on Footbin solutions and what's being used and how people can create their chemistry and rating.
Yeah, guys. And to continue a little bit with the players, I think we've got Arturo Vidal in the since the last podcast. I think we've got Arturo Vidal, which is a very, very nice card. Paul Pogba won the vote between him, Kante, and Kai Walker.
Yep.
Kante already had a team of the year play card, and I didn't really see the point of him having a summer hit card. You can see the cards of the players that didn't win on Footbin, and you can play with them in the draft. And Kante wasn't a better card than his team of the year, so Pogba won. Pogba, from my, I have a lot of others, a lot of coins.
Yep.
I can do all the SBCs. I'm usually doing all the great SBCs.
Yep.
But between Pogba and Vidal, Jake, I will choose Vidal to do. And sure, he's only 2 days left. Pogba is non-expiring. Yep. Arturo Vidal is expiring on Friday. So I felt like Pogba lacked something. I don't know what he's lacking, because defensive wise he doesn't have the best stats. Maybe he's a great player in game, I don't know, but stats wise he doesn't have a lot of defensive stats. And attacking stats, let's say I want a cam with a better finishing that he has, and from that perspective I'm not really interested into completing him.
I've actually heard a lot of mixed reviews on Pogba, and I think you said it well there. I think that people were saying he kind of lacks in defense, which you see he's only 81 rated, missing some big in games. So, you know, then the best position for him is probably a cam, but he's also missing that quickness that a lot of players like to use, that quickness, agility, balance that a lot of people like to use up at those cam positions. So it's almost a problem of not knowing where to play him. They buffed his card decently from his foot birthday, but they didn't upgrade those major stats to make him usable at a cam. So I agree. I think Vidal is the better choice, especially playing as like a more true center mid or a CDM. Pogba's just missing a little bit, I think, to be more complete. Then we also got Masuaku. Did you see him? Did you complete him yourself?
Actually, it's funny that for the first time we have four summer showdown SBCs. We have Masuaku and Trezeguet, yeah, Trezeguet from Aston Villa, and we have Alexis Sanchez and Callejon in the same week. So actually, I still have a couple of days, 3 days to complete the one between West Ham and Aston Villa.
Yeah,
I'm not really sure who's gonna win, so that's a difficult one to probably. Because I don't want to do both. You can do both if you want.
Yeah.
But let's say a left back. Actually, he's a 92 rated left back with already 94 defense. So if he's winning, he's getting a 90. What, a 90? 98 or what?
Yeah, so I mean, he'll have a 95 overall. I mean, that kind of just happened with Danilo. I mean, Danilo got a monster upgrade, and now he's one of the best right backs in the game. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did Danilo.
Oh, nice.
Because I didn't know either if he would win in the game with Lazio. But I was thinking that he's linking with Eder Militao because he's Brazilian.
Yep.
Brazil links, you can find any way to link him. Sure. And also I was thinking maybe in the future I want to play Cristiano in my team. And he's like a very good link, Brazilian and right back. And Juve won, so then I've got now a great card for very cheap. So he was a good idea to do. And I see also these guys between Trezeguet and Masuaku. If the guy who's winning, if they don't do a draw, it will be because Trezeguet is five star.
Yep.
So it will be a very good player stats wise. I don't know in game, but stats wise, it will be a very good game.
Yeah.
A very good player.
Yeah, and guys, I think that with the cards overall, I think for Summer Showdown and along with Summer Heat, I think they're really good. I know I've seen some complaints that, you know, like for Masuaku, people were like, well, yeah, he's good, but we got Mendy for free. Well, not everyone wants to grind to an 89 or a 93 Mendy, you know? So that's another option, and he was pretty affordable. Also, some people just want to have multiple teams or change teams, and there's not that many Premier League left backs. A lot of people use Robertson versions, but there's not that many Premier League left backs, so I think that's a nice fit.
Sorry to interrupt.
No, you're good.
He's 60k.
Yeah, he's cheap.
He's 60k. He's very cheap.
Yeah,
even if he doesn't win, he's okay to do him.
Totally.
Yeah.
And then a lot of people were complaining again that we've seen a lot of left wings in this promo, which I don't disagree with, right? Because we had Ribery, we had Perisic, we have Hassan, we have Pulisic. So that's a lot that are coming out. And I think now that we're getting a little bit deeper into the promo, people are just kind of looking for complaints because we've seen a lot of boosts now, right? Like, there's really not that much missing. So now I think people are almost getting to the point where it's like, oh no, I already did a left wing, I don't need another one. Or we have Mendy, I don't need that. Or I'm not going to do this card because I completed Bruno Fernandes for free. So I think EA did kind of trap themselves into a bubble here, because with this promo ending Friday, I don't really know what else they can do. They're already releasing some top tier cards for cheap or free. So I don't know what's after this.
Yeah, no, regarding this fact that a lot of positions have a lot of players already in the game.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not something to complain about.
Totally.
because maybe, I mean, for example, this guy Trezeguet, if you're like an Aston Villa fan, it's great for you. You don't even care about Coman, Mendy, Coman, Ribery and whoever was released in this promo. So because I remember, for example, for City, because in the Prem I like City a lot, so I'm doing every City card that comes out.
Yep.
I don't care, I have like three or four players on that position, but I just wanna let's say collect all these City cards. So yeah, from my side, it's okay they are releasing. How I mean, there are only maybe not 11 positions, they are like six positions on the field. So how many different cards can you release?
Exactly. And I feel the same way. And again, I wouldn't be complaining about seeing top tier cards. And like, you know, Pulisic, in that example, he was a fan vote, right? And
Yeah.
I'm an American, so I'm a big fan of him winning. He is kind of our golden boy right now, and he's been playing super well. So
the soccer golden boy.
Exactly. Oh no. So he's been playing super well, and people voted for him. So you can't really complain when it's a vote, because it means that the majority of people for one reason or another wanted them, that card.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm happy still with it, with the promo. Again, I'm interested to see what they do next. Maybe they'll do something heading in towards the UCL, because I know that resumes early August. But honestly, I'm just not sure what they'll do.
You took me for a surprise when you told me this batch of players ends Friday.
They do, yeah.
My idea would be that they will fill in the next week with also some summer hit things.
Oh, sure.
I'm not sure what, because you know why? I'm seeing that, okay, maybe this happened also with other promos, but I'm seeing that Alexis expires in 5 days and the Callejon expire in 5 days. So they kind of enter the next week with these SBCs.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Maybe they will do all special players in packs?
Man, I mean, that would be absolutely absurd. I mean, you'd be getting specials in every single pack, but they definitely could. Yeah, they definitely could. So that's why, guys, you know, I was just looking over that squad and telling you some investments, and sure, mm-hmm. if they're going out of packs, they are definitely good investments, definitely. But are they going to? Only EA can tell you that.
Yeah, with this this thing, we don't know. But for sure, this idea with UCL content for August, I think it's a very good idea. And even if they don't have it already, guys, from EA, if you're listening or watching this, because I know you're a big fans of this podcast, guys, please do something with Champions League mm-hmm. related in August, because it would be really, really fun to have.
Yeah, and guys, we'll still have the road to the final, and I'm sure they'll still upgrade, but the intent was that those were going to get upgraded throughout the year, and it's far too late for their cards. I mean, all of them pretty much have better versions, even if they're maxed out. Like, we think of Militao, we think of Usman Dembele now.
Mm-hmm.
Those cards were fun early on, but they're pretty dead now. So I hope EA changed that structure. Maybe they do a showdown and they release one of the cards that wins as a 99 or a 97 or a +4 or something. Kind of like a showdown again, continuing. But that would be fun, and it keeps people interested in real life soccer too. Or football, sorry, excuse me.
Jake, what do you think about these transferred cards which currently appear on Footbin? I'm not sure if they are in the game already.
You're talking about Werner?
Werner, ZH, Hakimi. I see Karius. Maybe it's a bug or something. I see Karius is already in the game. Karius came back to Liverpool.
Oh, yeah.
I see he has a price on Footbin, so maybe he's already in the game. What do you think? Maybe they can do something related to this too. Because when Fatis was up previous years, they were doing something related, SBC related to these transfer cards.
Yeah, they do tend to do things like this towards the end of the year to get people excited about team changes and things like that. I think they did leave an option in for the vote with Munir as a mm-hmm. as a Dortmund player too. So that was kind of the first sample we saw. But yeah, I think they'll do one with a full transfer and let you pick one of those, because it gets people excited, and in a way it kind of is pushing towards FIFA 21 content, because you know they'll start there. You know that Ziyech and Werner are going to get ones to watches probably, and the ones to watch table looks really good right now overall. Like, it could be a fun season for that. So yeah, I totally think they're trying to integrate more into FIFA 21 content. I mean, today, guys, we saw the covers come out. There's a reveal trailer coming out shortly for FIFA 21. So I think they're going to start slowly churning out FIFA 21 content too. I think that August will be a little more on the FIFA 20 side. But then come September 1st, I think it's really going to be a switch and a more dramatic, like, hey, guys, we really are wrapping up FIFA 20. Here's what we're doing for FIFA 21.
We will be here for FIFA 21.
Yeah,
so.
definitely.
Also, maybe towards the end, I'm not sure if you have a lot more topics or any other topic. I wanted to ask you, like some final, final tips, maybe for people who maybe sit on some coins right now, watching this podcast. You know how our listeners are. They wanna hear a trading tip or something they can do. You told us already about some cheap team of the seasons to buy on a Thursday morning. Any other idea which can help the guys listening?
Yeah, guys, I'm not going to tell you that I've actually tried this myself yet because I haven't, but it's something I'm going to experiment with this week, and I think it's going to work well. So basically what I'm going to do, guys, is with the new filters, it's going to make finding certain cards a lot easier. And non-rare cards, and this is ironic, and a lot of people don't know this, non-rare cards are actually more rare on the market than rare cards. I know that's really confusing, but it's because of what packs are opened and things like that. But non-rare cards, because they have less supply than rares, they can go up a lot easier. And they're used a lot on Thursday and Fridays, usually because of marquee matchups and daily SBCs. So actually at rewards time, guys, if you can buy top five league right backs, left backs, center backs, and outside mids under, say, 500 coins in the top five leagues, you have a potential to double your coins on a lot of those players. You can literally now, it's as easy as, you know, setting your filter to Premier League, left back, non-rare, and picking up the cards. You know, Premier League, right back, non-rare, picking up the cards. And it's because they're needed for generally chemistry in marquee matchups or for the daily SBC. And there's a lot of supply coming in when people open rewards. So I highly recommend doing that. I'll be experimenting with it myself and showing some results. It's hard for me to be up at rewards because I'm in America and that's like 2 a.m. here. But I'll be looking for that same effect on Sunday to Monday because it can also work for squad battles. But I would highly recommend giving it a try. I think it will work really well and could be an easy like coin double to tripler on a low budget.
Yeah, I know. This is a very good advice, guys. And it will be interesting to see how this works and will work for Ultimate Team in FIFA 21.
Exactly.
Because this year we didn't have it. Right now it's quite easy to get some coins because there are a lot of SBCs, let's say daily SBCs, and if you figure out, let's say, some percentage of the rating, you can buy those kind of players and work very, this works very well.
Yep.
At the beginning of the game, probably some things will change now. I remember when, I don't know, people were confused between UCL rare cards, like, let's say normal cards, and, I don't know, some specials like group stage cards or road to the final cards and bought them by mistake. And I know a lot of, a lot of traders made some coins, are making some coins like this by, let's say, setting the price very close to a different type of special card just because some people by mistake buy this card. So I know some people are making coins like that. Not really, I don't really recommend it because it's not like you're doing a very, let's say, very wise thing. You mostly are tricking the player base. But starting next year, this will happen and we'll see how this affects the market. Yeah. Also, this is in, I understand it's on the Companion app also. I didn't try it yet. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it just came in, I think, literally the last update.
Yeah. Ah, okay. So, yeah, I'm on the web app now and I can select headliner. I know headliners. Remember, headliners were like gold players and you couldn't search for them. Yeah, you can search for. So it has a new filter which is called rarity. So yeah, guys, so it will be interesting to see how this will play out. Also this rewards day, squad battles, of course, and also for the next game.
Yep. Yeah, it should be really helpful, guys, actually, for trading. Once you get the hang of it, once you get the idea of what certain cards sell at or when they get supplied a lot, should make finding them and stocking them in your club pretty easy and waiting for them to rise. So, regarding non-rares, it's a pretty simple solution and setup most of the time. It's buying at rewards on Thursdays or Sunday to Monday and selling in between those times.
Yeah, guys. So if you know, we are in during the summer now. If you have any other questions, let us know in the comments and we'll try to address them during the next episodes. That would be it from my side. I'm not sure if you have
Yeah.
anything else, Jake.
No, I think we covered recent events really good.
Yeah, guys, don't remember you can listen to this. I know this is the, let's say, holiday period. You can listen to this piece of content also on Spotify, Google, Apple Podcasts. So take the podcast, the FIFA podcast, take us with you in the on a drive and in the holiday. If not, you can watch us and comment on it on YouTube.
Yep.
Thanks for being here. It's episode 32, so big number for us
Yeah.
since we started. Very happy to do it, and we'll be here for the next episode also.
Totally. Yep. Thank you guys again for tuning in.
Thanks. Bye bye.
Later, guys.